Even though this is labeled a vegetable show, we do need to maintain. Not everybody has their whole property lathered in vegetable plants. They do have a lawn because it's kind of hard to let the kids run around when they're running over cucumbers and pumpkins and tomatoes. So they do, you know, have yards. So there is some things in which we need to do in our yard in order to prepare it for winter. Many of the places that you're listing our program in has winters that produce some cold precipitation and can be damaging to plants and other species if we are not taking care of them. So first thing we want to do is, as the leaves begin to fall, we don't want to leave the leaves on the grass all winter long because it does smother out the grass. There are people who do not care about their grass, and if that's you, this segment's not for you. But if you are wanting to maintain a somewhat presentable lawn in front, back, side, wherever, this segment would be best to listen to. So we want to rake the leaves off, whether we mow them, we mulch them, we bag them, we put them on the garden for mulch, whatever the case is, we want to get them off the grass so it's not smothering the grass out. And we want to rake up the gumballs. A lot of the maple trees, sugar gum maples, I believe it is, have a tremendous amount of gumballs. And they are a pain to pick up, but you want to get them picked up so they're not getting crushed in the ground, in the soil, in the grass. So you want to get that cleaned up. And maybe you want to reseed your lawn. Maybe right now you're tired of the way the lawn looks. You've got too many weeds and not enough grass. Well, you can do that by just simply planting Pearl's Premium Plus low maintenance grass seed. You can do that. And that grass seed, the unique, and beneficial aspect of that seed is it only needs to be mowed once every 4 to 6 weeks and not weekly as you traditionally are mowing the grass. And it works very well. It puts roots down in the ground 4 feet, so it reduces the water intake that you have to apply by 75%. So it's a really good alternative to traditional grass seeds that you would normally buy at the big box store. Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. And just a plug for them, you can use my name, Joey20, J-O-E-Y-2-0, to get 20% off your order at pearlspremium.com. Great, great company, great product, and especially if you don't like mowing your grass, a great alternative to the normal traditional grass that you get. So those are some easy things in which we can do. There's some perennials and some plants and some trees that we also can work towards.
Right. So you can, one thing you want to think about is your perennials, cutting them back if they need to be cut back. And also a lot of times people will divide them at this time as well.
So just don't cut back one thing and go, well, that gets cut back, we're just going to mow it. Not every plant gets cut back.
Right. So you definitely have to do some research. If you don't have information, you can certainly ask us.
Right. And if you do it incorrectly, it can affect the production or the flowers next year.
Right, definitely. And same thing with dividing perennials. This is usually the time to divide them, and you want to do that. Another thing is you want to wrap the tree trunks to avoid frost cracking. If you have a tree that maybe you just planted, this is something that could possibly be something you want to do.
You can also use Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Guard also to protect the trunk of the tree from rodents, insects, and weathering problems, that works as well. But we want to take the steps necessary now because let's just pick an arbitrary number. 15 minutes of work now can prevent you having to go to the garden center and buying a new tree next year.
Right. Another thing you can do is you can think about your rose bushes or anything that needs to be covered. I know a lot of people will cover their rose bushes, and if there's anything else similar that would have to be covered, that is another one.
Now, some people will take and cover them and just pack them full with straw, a natural material. You're not covering them with those styrofoam cones that used to be all the rage, and it actually damages the plant to a certain degree because it keeps it too warm. These plants are designed for these areas, a zone 3 or 4 or 5, whatever. But if it stays too warm over the winter, it can alter the growth cycle and actually potentially kill it because it's not doing what nature intended it to do.
Right. And then another thing is you can think about adding some bulbs. So whether that be to maybe this past spring, you were like, well, I want to update some stuff, whatever. This is the time. So would be like the tulips.
You can't go in the spring and plant bulbs. It doesn't work as well.
No,
you need to do it now. And the other thing, when you plant 40 or 60 or 80 bulbs on your property, make a little map so you know where they're at. So you're not planting something on top of them in the spring going, well, I don't think I, and then you start popping bulbs out of the ground.
Right.
Because you will forget. Yeah. We all forget.
Right. Another thing you can do is you can start, maybe you wanted to start a compost pile. Maybe you wanted to make like a compost tumbler or like a compost bin. And you thought of that when it was like 90 degrees out and humid and you're like, heck no, I don't want to do that right now. Now is the time. And
I'll get to it 17 years later. You still haven't got to it.
But as the weather gets cooler, and maybe you're looking for some outdoor projects to work on. Before.
Kids, grandkids.
Right. I have a friend who with his kid is building a compost tumbler because that's now he has the time to do so. So yeah, you can think about that. And then since you have all these fall leaves, if you don't have a garden to put them on, maybe like you don't have a vegetable garden or you don't have enough space, you can put those in your compost.
Right. And we want to water. Watering in the fall is just as important as watering in the spring. If you underhydrate these plants, and it's based on if you're getting a lot of rain naturally, if you're not, you need to hydrate the plants because a hydrated plant, and this kind of translates over to the vegetable world too. If you've got a hydrated tomato plant or a hydrated pepper plant or fill in the blank, and you're going to get a frost, it is less likely that plant will be as severely affected by that cold temperature if it's fully hydrated than if it's not hydrated. Just like humans, if we're not fully hydrated and our cell walls are not completely saturated with moisture, we are more susceptible to pick up diseases and colds because our body is not 100% able to fight off those problems. Same thing with a plant. So we want to water.
Yeah, and then you want to think about your pond. If you go a little pond or water feature or something, you want to possibly drain that.
Or you can get a heating coil for it.
Or you can get a heating coil.
Yeah, you keep it water warmed all winter long. You're going to increase the bird activity hundredfold because the birds are going to come to that location to drink, to bathe. Just because it's winter doesn't mean birds stop drinking water.
Right.
So that's another thing in which you can do.
That's a good one.
Also, remember, if you have a drip irrigation system, whether it's from dripworks.com or some other manufacturer, be sure you at least blow the lines out, even if you don't pick it up and drain it out. Blow the lines out because water will set in those and can damage the emitters, as well as potentially if too much water is laying in the line, it can bust the pipe. And then you got to replace that in the spring too. So a lot of things to keep in mind here, not only for lawns, if you have a lawn system irrigation or if you have a drip irrigation system in your garden, both need to be blown out, whether professionally or by your own means.
Yeah, that's something we'll definitely have to do ourselves. Another thing is you may not want to cut back all of your plants, and you might want to do some research if you have some perennials that don't need to be cut back and you can have them for just beauty,
like mums,
yeah. Right? Or some grasses.
Yeah.
Even if it snows, you know, if those grasses are tall enough, you're going to be able to see them mm-hmm. peeking through the snow. That's going to give you some brightness to your winter.
Also, if you have them on each side of the driveway, you don't want to hack them down because when it snows, you might need those as a guide to get down the driveway at a certain level of snow depth.
Right. So that's another thing. And then also, we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but collecting seeds. And then possibly another thing you can do is say you want to expand your garden, something like that. Maybe you can find some deals and a lot of clearance sales, whatever, whether it be like a pop-up raised bed or I don't know what else there would be deals on, but that could be an option.
Yeah, look at our sponsors. Look at your local independent garden center. What are they wanting to get rid of now that you can make a deal with and get and substantially save money on next year's would-be purchases that you can reduce the price now on.
And maybe even, yeah, like tools or even like maybe there's a vest that went on clearance that you want to wear in the garden or an apron or something. You don't know. So definitely think about that.
So there's just some of the things that of a mini multitude of list in which you can be doing in order to prepare your lawn as well as your property kind of and your garden. We kind of lumped all that together. We said it was about your lawn, but we kind of did a number of other things. Also, if you have some limbs that need to be trimmed that have died, you can get rid of those before make sure you can get those off the trees before they may fall on properties or people underneath them type of thing.
Right. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.